so gently he didn't notice it.
But he couldn't be comfortable down there.
Well, why not? He weighs hardly anything, so the floor wouldn't feel much harder than the mattress. Hey, Jet! Jet! Come on, wake up, you hear?
Oh, thank goodness. Hello, Jet boy. How are you feeling?
What's the matter? Where's the light coming from?
You all right, Jet?
Well, why shouldn't I be?
We thought we'd lost you.
Yes, mate, you were lying under the bed. We couldn't find you in the dark.
But it isn't dark. Good grief, what's that?
What, that manhole, you mean?
Yeah.
It opened up about 5 minutes ago.
And what's down there?
We don't know. We haven't looked yet.
Well, why not? And where's Doc?
Over on the other side of the room. That fellow we'd found on the floor turned out to be Frank Rogers.
Frank?
Yes, Jet. He's regained consciousness and Doc's gone over to him.
Here they come, both of them.
Out of the way, let me get up.
Thank goodness they found you, Jet.
Hello, Frank. Do you remember me?
What are your orders, Captain Morgan?
He remembers you all right, Jet, but in a confused kind of way.
He's conditioned?
Yes, but not very deeply. He behaved quite normally for a moment or two just now.
But he has to be told what to do.
I'm afraid so.
But how did he get here? The last we heard from him, he was in a land truck heading down from Polar Base to the Mare Australis.
Where does Frank think he is now, Doc?
Well, he doesn't seem to know or care very much.
Look, do you know where you are, Frank?
What are your orders?
No, I don't think he does. Pity, I was hoping he might throw some light on how we got here.
Well, it looks like we were brought here through that hole in the floor. Oh, I wonder where does it lead to?
Well, we'll look and see. Come on, tell Rogers to go back to his bed and lie down.
Did you hear that, Frank?
I am to lie down?
Yes, and stay there till we call you.
Well, the light seems to be coming from the underside of the rim of that hole.
Yeah, and there's a spiral stairway.
Yeah, just like the ones that lead down to the dungeons in the Tower of London.
How did this hatch come to be open?
Oh, I don't know, Jet. So many things were happening at that time. We heard a low whine, the light came on, and then this hatch opened up, of its own accord, apparently.
Were you or Lemmy anywhere near the walls at the time?
No.
Nor me.
Why?
Well, I thought perhaps you might have accidentally touched a control, as you did, Doc, when that astro hatch opened.
No, we didn't touch anything, either of us.
Well, the point is, now that it is open, are we going down there?
No, Mitch, we're not.
Yeah, but perhaps the whole idea is that we should.
That's the very reason I think we should stay here. If nothing happens in an hour or so, maybe we'll chance going down. One of us, at least.
Who?
Well, that'll be decided later. Meanwhile, now that we have a little light in this place, Mitch and I'll search it thoroughly. Doc, you stay with Frank. See if you can get any sense out of him.
Sure, Jet. And what do I do?
You'll stay here, by the hole.
Eh?
Now keep watch. If you see or hear anybody coming out of it, give a yell.
You're darn right I will. I'll yell me head off.
Jet and Mitch's search of our prison revealed little more than we had already discovered when we first felt our way around it in the dark. As we had surmised, the place was circular in shape, with smooth walls about 10 feet high and a dome-shaped roof with a lookout hatch in the center. The little panel Jet and I had found in the dark and which operated the shutter over the hatch refused to function now, even though Jet tried the control a number of times. While the investigation was being carried out, Lemmy sat by the opening in the floor, listening intently for any sound that would herald the approach of visitors, Martian or otherwise. Meanwhile, I made a thorough examination of Frank Rogers. He appeared to be in the same state as Mitch had been when we rescued him from the city in the Lac of Solace nearly a year ago. He was, in fact, in a partly conditioned state and vacillated between long periods of deep coma or delirium and short periods of normality, during which he was like a man recovering from an anesthetic or the effects of a narcotic drug. I couldn't get much sense out of him. Then I remembered what Webster, the man who had helped us escape from Mars during our first trip, had told me about partly conditioned Earthmen, at that time with particular reference to Mitch.
Well, this isn't a bad case. Almost back to normal. While he's in this sleepy state, it's possible to penetrate right deep down inside a subject's mind. Tell him he's in Africa, and when he wakes up, he'll believe it. That, Dr. Matthews, is the Martian method. On the other hand, put him to sleep now, tell him all that has happened to him since the time his memory failed him, and when he wakes up again, he'll remember everything.
Webster's suggestion had worked with Mitch. Maybe it would work with Rogers, too. I waited for one of the moments when he passed from a deeply conditioned state into the stupefied one of near normality. Frank.